We call this our Sustainable Community Voices segment. Oh, Lisa Rose, Gordon Food Service, author of a couple of books with the most recent book release. We'll talk about I Call You a Friend, a Runner Girl, and more. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miss Shelley.
Hope you are well. What'd you have for breakfast?
I had for breakfast 2 eggs and some olives on top, and then I need to go grocery shopping, so I'm short on vegetables. Protein first for me, though.
So that's okay. Coffee's okay in Lisa Rose's mind. Well, I ask that because you are certainly our expert when it comes to eating uniquely, I'll say. And let's get into this topic. First of all, tell me about you and your role with your organization, with Gordon Food Service, and your author hat.
Well, I think, thank you for having me. A lot of your viewers know me as the Ditchweed Girl and the local food girl.
Ditchweed Girl?
Ditchweed. Well, yeah, I don't know.
That sounds nasty.
It isn't. All the deliciousness of the ditchweeds, all of the edible weeds and wild plants from the acorns to the berries on the trees along the trail, you know, Rudy Malmquist and his jokes about me not winning marathons because I berry pick along the routes. But yes, my daytime is spent with Gordon Food Service and working in digital marketing, but also I'm really blessed to be able to spread my love and encourage working with our sustainability teams to really make a difference in the food service world, to help bring the values of sustainability, healthy communities, and really advocate for what I do, you know, and throughout my life, but bring it to the workplace and share it with others.
Our goal today is to talk about eating locally. So what does it mean to buy or maybe, directly to eat local?
Well, I think, the consumer it's a really difficult time to be an eater because the consumer has a lot of mixed messages and options for sure. Do I eat organic? Do I eat local? What does clean label mean? I'm so entrenched in this work that sometimes I'll stand at the grocery store and just, you know, out of just customer stress, you know, it even overwhelms me sometimes.
Still stay away from the Fruit Loops.
I still stay away from the Fruit Loops. I do like Lucky Charms, admittedly.
Oh,
but that's
man.
Straight out of my 1980s childhood.
Do you start with
upbringing.
The marshmallow? Do you start with the marshmallows?
No, you let the marshmallows soak in the milk until the milk turns pink.
I'm 12. How about you?
So, you know, this little fun nugget, you know, for me, maybe it's because I'm getting older. I really embrace meeting people where they're at. I really embrace, you know, there was a time when 2 a.m. I was making raw milk cheese for my babies, you know, and being, you know, the executive director of Blandford. I think of that time in my life. And it wasn't doing me any good. Trying to make those choices that actually caused more harm, more stress. So, you know, in the next iteration of my life, really trying to say, okay, how do you make the best choices where you're at and with what you have?
Thank you for that. So getting us to buy or eat local, you've mentioned some of the challenges. We walk into a grocery store. I don't have a lot of time and I want it now because I'm hungry. So I'm going to buy the processed food.
Yeah, you know, in 15,
is that a challenge?
Absolutely, it's a challenge. You know, I'm a single mom with, you know, a full-time job and a side hustle and you know, training for races and, you know, that time is a challenge, period. That said, in my own life, it's a practice to say, okay, how do I make sure I feed myself nutrient-dense foods? That, you know, and I can't always make the best choices all the time. You know, sometimes that Snickers bar at 3 p.m. is like, it's one of my guilty pleasures. But, you know, again, looking at it as an investment in me and my health, and then also choosing foods that have nutrient density. And that does have a lot to do with the growing practices of our farmers. So really starting to make choices financially, less better red meats if I choose, grass-fed, making sure that I focus on seasonality to the best that I can, enjoying that seasonality. If I have, you know, we have wonderful farmers markets in Grand Rapids. We're very lucky, making those part of my life. So those types of things bring me joy and they bring me nourishment. And so, you know, I can empathize with other people that have busy lives And I'm trying to take my advocacy and my empathy and blending them to be an empathetic empathetic advocate.
Thank you for that. Your company, like Gordon Food Services, challenges to source local foods here?
The thing about Michigan is we have a beautiful agricultural system here. Mm-hmm. From the food service perspective, I think there are a lot of opportunities. There are a lot of opportunities. And at first, when people would say, well, you're in food service now, isn't that counter to some of the things that you believe in? And I am a businesswoman. I understand the economics of global agriculture. Mm-hmm. I understand the politics, literally, with the Farm Bill at the government level. I understand the parameters around school districts and the child nutrition education program or hospitals looking to buy local. I believe that it is our food service distributors that can help create opportunities for farmers and facilitate change in our food system.
Lisa Rose with us, Sustainable Community Voices, on a monthly basis, talking about sustainability and today's topic, eating local. Let's talk about your book, Midwest Medicinal Plants.
All the ditch weeds. All the ditch weeds.
All right, so what am I having for lunch today if I walk along the ditch?
So, well, today, most of my close friends, and if you follow me on social media, know that I'm reveling in the fall nut series. So I am more passionate than a squirrel over acorns.
Running the road.
Don't look both ways. We do run in the road. We are runners. Wear your lights if you're foraging acorns in the middle of the road. So right now, I think, you know, as we look even to Thanksgiving, I'm going to be baking acorn loaves of fruit breads this weekend, incorporating acorn flour into some of my baking. Cranberry sauce, of course, that's the quintessential. Just enjoying some of the kales and the cold weather foods that are coming online at our farmers market just in time for Thanksgiving.
Let's zone in on the key word medicinal plants. I mean, these are for my health and wellness here?
Absolutely. My first book that we might remember, Midwest Foraging, focused on edible foods that you can eat. And a lot of our foods are also our medicines, right? So, you know, as a runner, as an athlete, my food is my basis for a healthy immune system, right? A lot of these plants that can be found in nature can also be used for everyday wellness. Everything from teas to nutrient-dense foods, you know, to heal your body, maybe if you have a fracture. You know, again, nutrient density is something I look for or I think about when working with wild plants. And how can those plants be used for everyday wellness?
Let's talk more examples here. Sure. Some practical examples of perhaps what to eat, such as raspberries, sassafras. What's skull cap?
A lot of the plants featured in my book, some of them are very common, and some of them are less common, perhaps only known to a trained herbalist. Yes. Skull cap, you mentioned. A lot of these, you know, what I want the reader to take away is one, really to find joy and delight in the natural world around us, to say, oh my goodness, not only do we have an amazing local food system, but I have ditch weeds in my garden that I can use as a tea or as a poultice. And these words I talk about in my book of how to use plants in different ways that they fell out of fashion for a long time because of, you know, easy, accessible healthcare. But now that healthcare is pricey and we think about the cost of that doctor's visit, I want people to think about the things they can do to take care of themselves before they need first line responders.
Couple minutes left, Lisa Rose. What do you not want me to do? I mean, is there a poisonous leaf you don't want me to start chewing on?
There are always common sense rules I ask my foragers and families, you know, out in the woods to follow. And that's, of course, if you're not sure what a plant is, don't pick it. And then the sustainability and ethical piece that I bring to the wild plant community. A lot of these foods are more popular. Wild edibles are popular in our restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's important for me to teach plant communities to teach about the sustainability of our plants, to think about our ecosystems. Mm-hmm. So to look at the natural world as not another, it's not a grocery store. The natural world has, there's a role we need to be stewards, that stewardship over our plant communities. Know what you're picking, know the plant distribution, and be thinking about that when you develop a relationship with those fun wild plants.
So next time we're running together and all of a sudden you stop and start chewing in the ditch, maybe I should join you.
You're welcome to. Most runners know that they will lose marathons, however. So since you're a speedy Gonzalez, you know, I'll let you go ahead. But, you know, I always try to catch back up.
Yes. Lisa, I know you've been out and about doing some book signings. Is there another one in the future or have you been there, done that?
No, great, especially in time for holidays. This weekend, I'll be at the downtown market with the partner Spice Merchants. Fabulous retail outlet that carries some of my herbs. I'll be blending spices with the artisans there, signing books. And then Bill and Paul's on December 9th, that Saturday morning. I believe it's at the 9th, Saturday morning. Bill and Paul's, great outdoor outfitter, believe in healthy lifestyles, and we'll be doing some book signings there as well.
All right. And the name of your book one more time is?
Midwest Medicinal Plants. 109 plants you can use for health and wellness.
All right. What am I going to start with? What's on page one here?
Elderberry.
Elderberry.
You can start with elderberry
okay,
because it's cold and flu
easy.
Season.
Okay. Thank you. Lisa Rose, doing great things. Our sustainable community voices. Thanks, Renee Hesselink, for the hookup. Lisa, see you later.